Nolte, another Disney Grooming Syndicate franchise flop with Tron Aries. By John Nolte on October 13, 2025. The Disney Grooming Syndicate, home to serial fabulous Jimmy Kimmel, has another dead franchise on its hands with the domestic and worldwide flop of Tron, Aries. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of child groomers. Tron, Aries, the third chapter in the Tron franchise, which reaches all the way back to 1982, grossed a pathetic $33 million domestic in its opening weekend, and just $27 million overseas. That adds up to a pathetic $60.5 million global opening for a movie that reportedly cost upwards of $200 million to produce, and at least $70 million to promote. Just to break even, Tron, Aries would have to gross at least $500 million worldwide, and this dud will be lucky to gross $150 to $200 million. For context, Tron, Legacy, released in 2010, went on to gross $410 million worldwide. So we can now add Tron to the ever-widening and glorious list of franchises Disney has annihilated: Star Wars, Marvel, Willow, and Indiana Jones. My guess is that Alien and Predator are not far behind. The FX TV series Alien, Earth was a total piece of DEI dung. I couldn't even finish it, and only Disney could girlboss up the Predator itself in the upcoming Predator, Badlands. For Disney, 2025 has been another disastrous year of expensive flops from a multinational corporation that decided to embark on two sinister paths. 1. Assume its franchises were so bulletproof people would put up with left-wing propaganda. And 2. Abuse children by shattering their innocence with adult sexuality, homosexuality, and transsexual propaganda. Captain America, Brave New World, flop. Snow White, flop. The Amateur, flop. Thunderbolts, flop. Lilo and Stitch, huge hit. Elio, flop. Fantastic Four, First Steps, flop. Freakier Friday, modest hit. Tron, Aries, flop. Disney had better hope Predator, Badlands, Zootopia 2, and Avatar, Fire and Ash all hit the mark. Let's hope they all flop and that the dangerous, sexually perverted, an evil institution that Disney has become dies slowly, painfully, and permanently. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.